Lincoln Riley joins us, head football coach at Oklahoma. How's the summer been? We're still really in the summer. I mean, it's not like you're gearing up to go start practice right now.
No, but quickly. Yeah, it's been a different summer. You know, the June recruiting period certainly shifted a lot. I still feel a little off. You know, we're creatures of habit, you know, and typically the years all kind of happen the same and you get kind of settled with it. But it was a fun June. You know, we did a lot of different things from a recruiting standpoint, so that was good. And then I think, you know, it's been fun to watch the team progress throughout the summer, and I think that we've had a really strong summer.
Lincoln, always a lot of expectations. Obviously, at Oklahoma, you're in your fifth year there as a head coach, and you've won the conference title every year, been in the playoffs a number of times. But this year, there seems to be even more expectations, I think mainly because of what you have coming back on defense, and a lot of people around the country think that you have a defense that could win a national title. Talk about your defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, no, I think we've, you know, had some pretty obvious improvement here the last couple of years, and give Coach Grinch and our defensive coaches a lot of credit. I give our players a lot of credit because, it, you know, to make some of the jumps that we have, it takes everybody. And, you know, and probably the most exciting thing for me is as I've watched us improve and, you know, the talent level improve, the depth, all those things, I still feel like we certainly haven't played our best, and we've done well, but we still feel like there's a whole new level that we can go to defensively, and that's kind of like our daily mission is doing everything we can to get to the point where we're as good as we possibly can be, and we're going to continue to push in that direction. And, you know, felt that this spring. We've got a lot of leadership back defensively at all three levels of the defense, and some talented guys, and bringing in some exciting newcomers. And so, you know, it's still got to all come together. There's still a lot's got to be done, but certainly excited about the progress we've made and to expect to make another jump this year.
I want to go back to June and talk a little bit about the Champ U barbecue and how that was set up and what kind of day that was. And just tell me how it is to market a college football program in 2021. Then it was different compared to when you say we're going to Texas Tech, and the whole setup of just the largesse of the attraction to today's student athletes.
Yeah, I mean, 15, 20 years ago, you could never have imagined doing something like that. So it was cool. It was probably the biggest single event that we've ever taken on. But we had an idea, and it grew, and it. We were able to pull it off. It took a lot of people. I give, you know, the people in our office a lot of credit. We were able to really reach out to a lot of the, you know, other athletic staff and university staff, and we had so much help. It really took almost really the entire university coming together for it to happen. But it was a fun event. I think it displayed several things that are very unique about Oklahoma, and you know, I think it'll be an event that'll be, you know, impactful here for years to come.
I've got a quick follow up. Now, you probably know this. You took some heat on Twitter over your barbecue post. I'm a foodie. Whenever I take a picture of food, it never looks as good on camera. I thought your barbecue looked good. So can you tell me, was the barbecue, was it dry?
Yeah,
I mean, you want to tell, you have a word for all those people that are critical of you?
Let's do it. Yeah, okay. So I've got a brother-in-law that's a phenomenal cook. He's a better cook than I am. And he got me into these briskets of finishing them off in a Worcestershire bath.
Okay.
Which after I started cooking them in those, I was like, man, these are you know, juicier. They're phenomenal. They're better than what I've done before. So one day I was cooking one. I said, you know what? I typically only finish it off. I'm just going to cook the thing in there the entire time. So I never put on the grill, straight in the smoker, Worcestershire bath the whole time. To be honest, people probably think I'm lying. It's one of the best briskets I've ever eaten. It was incredibly moist. I had no smoke ring because in the Worcestershire bath the entire time. But next time I cook one, I'm going to cook it exactly the same way.
I like it.
I'll invite Kerry over and see what he thinks.
he'll be able to give an opinion for sure.
Talking to Lincoln Riley. Lincoln, obviously, I mean, you're known as one of the top offensive minds in the game of college football, but it makes it a little easier to call those plays when you got a great offensive front. You guys have seemed to have one great offensive line after another. Talk about Bill Biedenboe and the job that he's done there. And, of course, I know you lose Creed Humphrey, but you got a lot coming back on that offensive line again this year, right?
We do. You know, it's, you know, Bill's fantastic. You know, he does a phenomenal job with our guys, very consistent, and easily one of the best guys out there. And, very much appreciate having him on the staff, being able to work with him for so long. It's a group that we feel like, you know, after that group of Kyler's year, that we've had some good moments, we've had some up and downs, as some of these young guys have kind of built themselves up into players, and you really kind of feel like the stage is set for us to get back to being a truly dominant front. And we've had our moments. You know, last time we were in this building here in the Cotton Bowl, played one of the best games up front that we've played in a long time, and really feel like it's something we can build on. So there's some really competitive positions. We've got a lot of guys that have played a lot of ball. I think some of these young guys are ready to really contribute and become, you know, dominant players. And so it's exciting, you know, and that's still got to come together. And I couldn't tell you right now who the five are going to be, but in a good way, because I do think we got some really good options. And if you're going to be great on offense, it obviously starts there.
If you look at a breakdown of statistics, Spencer Rattler really took off. The Texas game, there's a tough moment for him in there with an interception. But the second half of the season, did his progression in your eyes mirror those statistics? Did he play as well as you would hope?
Yeah, he definitely played better. I mean, my expectations are always so high, you know, that it's hard to compare. But I would say he absolutely improved, no doubt, and did some really, really good things for us as the season went on, had some great moments. You know, now, you know, my and his expectations are both going to be to play a whole heck of a lot better this year, and I think he's fully capable. But when you do this, is you learn from it, and then you got to put it in the rearview mirror, and it's about the work that you make to improve. You know, are you even hungrier after getting a taste of it and getting a chance to do it? Are you willing to go attack the weaknesses in your game and make a concerted effort to really take it to the next level, which can be hard for guys to do? Because, I mean, as you can imagine, I mean, working hard enough to be a starter at any position at a place like Oklahoma is really hard. Once you've had that and tasted it, does your motivation go up? Because it's going to have to take that next jump. And so, you know, that's been the focus with him. He's had a good offseason, but, you know, he's going to have to go do it, and just like all of our players. But I fully expect that he will.
Yeah, a lot of people wondering if it's a given that Kennedy Brooks is going to be your starter at tailback. And I know you can never have enough good running backs, right? But you have a very interesting situation, I think, with the return of Kennedy Brooks, Eric Gray coming in. You have some returners. You have some highly touted recruits. Talk about the running back position.
Yeah, no, it's great to have Kennedy back. He's obviously been a big part of our offenses in the previous years, and so excited to have him back, and, you know, would expect him to have his very best year. You know, Eric Gray's been phenomenal from the day he walked in the door. He's a pro. He's mature. He just handles things in such a great way. He's a talented kid. I mean, I just couldn't be happier with how he's progressed since day one, and he's going to be a huge factor. And then certainly be interesting to see how guys like, you know, Marcus Major and Trey Bradford and some of these other guys step up. So it's a talented room. It's going to be fun to have a couple of those guys back, and I think we've got a couple good leaders there in the front.
Give me a little scouting report of the guys that you brought today. Nick Benito clearly has really improved and is a massive force for you guys, pressuring the quarterback last year. And the H-back position at OU has kind of become a thing. Yep. And I know you like the versatility on offense that Jeremiah Hall provides to you. So tell us what we're going to hear from when we talk to those guys later today.
Yeah, you know, start with Nick. I mean, you know, one of the certainly more talented edge rushers in the country. He's always had a natural feel for it. And the thing I give him credit is he has, from day one, he's really matured. He's really worked hard on his game, really become a more complete player. I mean, he's from the day he walked in the door to where he is now, he's taken as big a leap as anybody I can remember here recently in our program. I'm just super proud of him, because he had some rough moments early on, and he's done a phenomenal job. You know, Jeremiah came in a pretty polished kid, you know, was really mastered the offense. He's made himself a much better receiver and a bigger playmaker, as opposed to just being a guy that's kind of just knows what to do and kind of the security blanket. He's really broadened his game out, you know, similar to what Dimitri Flowers did in his later years for us. So he's a tremendous leader, and you're right. I mean, that position for us with him, you know, Braden Willis, Stogner, those guys has become a huge part of our offense, and you know, it does make us very multiple and very tough to defend. But two great leaders, two great kids. You know, proud to have them here representing us.
talking with Lincoln Riley. And, Lincoln, I know you were proud of your team last year, how they handled all the COVID-related challenges of 2020. And I'm not saying things are totally back to normal, but it must feel comfortable to you that you're a little more back to normal. Talk about your off season, how it's going, and give us a little bit of a preview on your schedule, what you think that looks like for you.
I'm sorry, you cut out on my headphone. I apologize. I missed the end of that question.
On the schedule, you know, for next year, just talking about the off season, how it's been a little more usual than normal than it was last year, and then the schedule, how you think that plays out for you.
Yeah, off season's certainly been, you know, much closer to normal. It's not 100% there, but it's pretty darn close. You know, being able to do some, you know, being able to work the way that we're used to, being able to have some of the activities and some of the team building things that we typically do, it's been nice to reintroduce those here. So it certainly feels a lot better. I'm definitely excited about getting back in full stadiums. We absolutely just it wasn't the same, you know, without that. Yeah, the schedule, you know, it's a great schedule. It's gonna have its challenges, like any schedule does. But excited about the non-conference and playing those last couple non-conference games there at home, and you know, obviously a couple of really exciting ones there, and then you know, the conference schedule is great. I mean, it's we play everybody in our league. You're gonna play them all. They're all gonna be tough. I think it. At the end of the day, it comes down to how you're playing. And so I think schedule sets up fine, but I'd say the same thing every darn year. I mean, you got to go win the ones they put in front of you.
Quick last question, we'll let you go. You got name, image, and likeness, COVID, all these kind of things that you have to deal with now as a college football coach. You still having fun?
Oh, absolutely.
Coaching college football?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't. These things are they're big, but they're not necessarily bad. You know, and so you gotta plan, you gotta do your due diligence. They just become part of the job now. But we gotta be careful just assuming, well, it's not gonna be good for college football. These things can be good if we all work together, and there can be very positive steps for everybody if we'll do it. So absolutely. I love what I do every day.
Thanks, Lincoln.
Yeah,
appreciate you guys. Your time.
Uh-huh.
Thank
Lincoln
you. Riley.
Good stuff, Marcus. Yeah, I mean, he has handled the pressure that comes with that job, Mark, and following Bob Stoops like he did. I mean, that's a no-win situation, and he comes in there with four straight conference titles and going to the playoffs and having what a lot of people think is the number one team in the country coming into this season. You know, he's answered pretty much every question down there, huh?
Well, I think one of the most important things is just, you know, again – he's an innovator, and he plays to his strengths, even with the last answer that he just had. No, name, image, and likeness is not a problem. It's an opportunity. He's a player's coach. I know there's been discussion of this on the station, too. It's hard to get out of, you know, not everything is, if you're a player's coach, I don't think everything is always, you know, it's not always optimal, but the same thing is if you're, you know, hardcore disciplinarian, sometimes the recruiting angle isn't as good, but Lincoln is a supreme recruiter. I think that he's as good as Oklahoma's had since Coach Switzer, and that's I think those two guys probably stand out in terms of their ability to relate to young players. I mean, that's one of the reasons why OU's won six straight conference championships.
Yep. That's a pretty tough combination to beat. I mean, when you got the personality to recruit and you have the mind to be one of the top offensive minds, you know, in the game, and to put players in a position where they can win, and he has done that. And it sets up to maybe be his best season yet. You never know how things play out, injury-wise, like we said, schedule-wise and so forth. But I do like their schedule the way it plays out, Marcus, because – I mean, obviously they start at Tulane, but the first road test at K-State, now it's to me, if there's not motivation to beat K-State this year after losing to that team the last couple of years, and it's a K-State team that's only ranked seventh in conference, and then really, you know, I mean, at Kansas, at Baylor, November 13th, I mean, the next really big road test is at the end of the year at Oklahoma State. So
I mean, to me, the schedule doesn't even matter. The toughest game you would say would be at Oklahoma State. But they haven't lost it. They lost one time at OSU, and, I mean, you know, it's
– They've won four straight in Stillwater, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they lost 2002, obviously, and they lost in, 2011. They got smoked up there that year. But, look, I mean, it's been I think that they easily have a chance to win every game, and it doesn't matter to me where they play. So it's – I don't, you know, one question I was going to ask him, but he's a busy guy. He's got a lot of things to get to. But, he, you know, depth-wise, this is why I think as much as a returning quarterback, this team has way more depth than it's had. They're good at the kicker position. You got to go out and get it done. You can't start off slow like they did last year, but they're set up. This is set up to be his best team.